Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Reggie Cleveland. And now, play ball. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson strikes out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Pinson steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pinson moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pinson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 1, Red Sox, 1. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Healy reaches second base with a double. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Healy moves to third. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cleveland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball towards center. Otis catches it and throws to first to double up Carbo. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Healy hits a pop-up into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Cleveland covering, for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry strikes out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Otis steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. McRae moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. Montgomery hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carbo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carbo scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry juggles the ball. That's an error on Mayberry. Cooper moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to home to get Cooper. Yastrzemski moves to third. Lynn moves to second. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to third. Roger Marat now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 2 in the game. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Montgomery moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a line drive into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Healy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White bunts towards first. Yastrzemski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens pinch hits for Veda Pinson. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Cowens now playing right field. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Royals. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Bird now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Otis takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Otis steals second. Jim Wolford pinch runs for Amos Otis. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Killebrew is walked intentionally. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marit fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 3. the Red Sox will come to bat. Al Cowens now playing center field. Jim Wolford now playing right field. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Montgomery strikes out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.